Welcome to the Weekly Wire, EventWire's Sunday review of the week in live events production. I'm your host, and this is episode number 4. We've got a big week to unpack: historic stadium runs, a wave of AI music litigation that keeps escalating, real regulatory action on ticketing, a couple of significant leadership changes, and a genuinely exciting mix of new gear from Yamaha, Blackmagic, Sennheiser, and others. So let's get into it. We begin with touring and festivals, and honestly, this was Jay-Z's week. Rock Nation CEO Desiree Perez sat down with Pollstar for a rare executive profile detailing the historic run at Yankee Stadium, 30 years of partnership with Jay-Z, and one of the largest single-venue takeovers we've ever seen documented at that scale. Pollstar's inside look at how the vision was brought to life became one of the most read stories of the week for anyone paying attention to the top of the touring market. Meanwhile, Post Malone was formally confirmed to headline the FIFA World Cup 2026 closing ceremony, giving us the biggest booking on the biggest stage of the year. Elsewhere on the touring calendar, David Lee Roth canceled a run of tour dates. Chance the Rapper added Larizzi to his Coloring Book 10th Anniversary Tour. Fuckers unveiled fall dates. Michelle Branch announced her Everywhere and Back Again tour. Silvana Estrada launched a North American run. YG is heading out with the Gentlemen's Club Tour this fall, alongside Mozzie, Chef Boy, and Kalan.FRFR. Bandit Lights is bringing an immersive 360-degree lighting experience to Dude Perfect's Squad Games Tour. Britannia Row is supporting Richard Ashcroft's UK run, and Oceaga is preparing for what organizers are describing as the best ticket sales in the festival's 19-year history. There was also a really thoughtful Pollstar Q&A this week with Move Concerts CEO Phil Rodriguez, who described himself as bullish about the business and pointed to music and sports as, in his words, the last true tribal experiences. And in a piece that will resonate across the whole touring ecosystem, Pollstar profiled Newport Festival's Jay Sweet on the legacy and the music odyssey of the Sea to Shining Sea project. Plastic-Free July also produced a strong industry piece on how venues, tours, and festivals are embracing alternatives to save the planet, worth a read for any production professional building sustainability into their operations. Turning to gear launches, it was a strong week with several genuinely notable releases. Yamaha officially introduced the DXR MK3 series powered loudspeakers, a real workhorse refresh of one of the most widely deployed portable PA platforms out there. Blackmagic released the Fairlight Live, a purpose-built live audio mixer that will draw serious attention for its price-to-capability ratio. Sennheiser shipped Spectra firmware version 1.4, which Mix Online named a product of the week. It's the update that adds the command functionality broadcast and touring engineers had been asking for. ADJ launched the Vizzy Extreme Moving Head. Sony released the FX5 Cinema Line Camera. Korg unveiled the NTS4, a build-it-yourself analog mixer. There was plenty more. Pliant introduced the Crewcom Flex Frameless Matrix IP Intercom platform. Magnetic 3D unveiled its Hyperview Creator Suite for glasses-free 3D. Fed DSP shipped the Opto 4-mode optical compressor plugin. Cloud Microphones launched its first 500 series preamp. Extron released new multi-zone amplifiers with Dante networking and DSP built in. Focal launched Playlist. Yorkville Sound introduced the EXM Pro 6 and Pro 8 battery-powered speakers. Studio Technologies is preparing a new Dante monitor product for IBC. Panopto unveiled a new generation of knowledge intelligence capabilities. And Nyman's opened its new TechZone Experience Center. On the pro audio side, SoftTube's Console One Compact DAW controller was named a product of the week by Mix Online. Baby Got Bass launched a new Subculture plugin. Audio Technica dropped a Stream Deck plugin for its 20 series USB microphones, another sign of how quickly the creator tools world is bleeding into pro workflows. And Coastal Source expanded its outdoor line with new Evo fixtures. Now, installations in venues. One of the week's under-the-radar highlights, Nanolumens illuminated CSX Transportation headquarters in Jacksonville with a bespoke skyline install, genuinely one of the more visually striking corporate deployments of the season. In Taiwan, Avara now powers the new Taichung International Convention Center. Sennheiser and Fabric London announced a collaboration bringing new immersive listening technology into one of the most storied clubs in the world, a story worth watching for anyone tracking premium club audio. Nexo, Geo, delivered the audio for the Palais des Congrès in Ajaccio. In Hong Kong, HK Audio brought clarity to a heritage church install. Meyer Sound brought new flexibility to the Ordway Music Theater in Minnesota. Robert Juliet and Audio Light are guiding the Théâtre de Laval's transition to eco-responsible LED lighting. The historic Congress Center Baden upgraded its ballroom lighting with Elation Fuse fixtures. Tallinn City Theater in Estonia unified 7 performance spaces with Harman Professional. Christie's projectors continue to engage visitors at the NHL Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, home of the Stanley Cup. And in one of the more visually striking moments of the week, the Bayeux Tapestry was projected onto the White Cliffs of Dover, a reminder that projection mapping still has the capacity to draw genuine public attention. In Barcelona, HOG delivered flexibility for Bridal Fashion Week, an unusual application for a lighting-first workflow, and a good example of how lighting control is finding its way into hybrid corporate and fashion productions. In the Netherlands, Infinity, Showtech, and Wentex teamed up to transform the Pathé Ede cinema. In Germany, Genelec brought musicality to KO's new spatial audio and arts lab. Martin Audio's Tora system delivered the main PA for a large convocation at Malwanchal University in India. Philips Unite LED went into a government office fit-out using a 135-inch all-in-one display. And a luxury oceanfront property in Bali just deployed Crest by the Waves as its flagship live music room, which is exactly the kind of hospitality plus live audio story we're going to be seeing more of. A quick international note, Canada's largest performing arts center has turned to Robert Juliet for a full lighting upgrade. And back in the U.S., LEC Studios opened in the Miami metro area with a solid-state Logic Origin console at its heart, adding another significant post-production and mixing facility to that market.
To People Moves, there were several genuinely significant leadership changes this week. Ben McCohen-Wilson was named new CEO of the UK's PRS for Music, one of the most influential Rights Society appointments of the year. Universal Music Group hired Sayin Fu as President of Global Supply Chain to strengthen its global capabilities. Ayrton announced a major management restructuring and named Michael Althaus as CEO, a significant leadership move at one of the industry's most visible lighting brands. The Academy of Country Music appointed Andy Schuon, formerly of MTV and Revelet TV, as its new CEO. Sphere Entertainment named Karin Lariano Rickardson as its global head of corporate marketing and communications, and NetSpeak appointed former Polycom CEO Mary McDowell to its board of directors, a real vote of confidence in the AI communications startup. Continuing on the people front, Nelson Lugo joined SoundTube as a design engineer. Original Syndicate is expanding its leadership and specialist team. DB Technologies Deutschland appointed Tim Timmermans as Senior Sales Manager for Benelux. Elation Europe named Arnaud Toller as Sales Manager for Benelux. Marcela Moreira was appointed Country Director for Brazil at Believe. Solid State Logic appointed Algum Echo as its Italian distributor. And Plugin Alliance and Brainworks were reacquired by founder Dirk Ulrich, one of the more notable independent again stories in the audio software world. Now the harder stuff, industry news, AI, and rights. This was a big week, and one of the more consequential in the ongoing AI music litigation saga. Music publishers filed an amended lyrics lawsuit against Anthropic, coming just as the AI firm's separate $1.5 billion settlement continues to move forward. It's a genuine signal that the AI music rights battle is not slowing down, it's expanding. Sony Music sued Udio again, asserting over 30,000 recordings a judge had barred the major from adding to its case. The U.S. Musicians Union filed a court motion urging the judge to reject Universal and Warner's bid to dismiss the Suno and Udio lawsuit, a consequential moment for the industry's collective rights approach. Elsewhere in the AI story, 90,000 AI tracks are now flooding Deezer daily, passing 50% of all new music uploads for the first time. That is a genuinely inflection point number, and it's forcing the entire distribution ecosystem to reconsider how quality gates, attribution, and payment systems work. Warner Music Group's Shirelle teamed up with Symphonic to let distribution artists track AI use of their music. TikTok is testing an opt-in likeness detection tool that lets U.S. creators find and report AI deepfakes of themselves. GEMA in Germany launched PLAI, a fully licensed AI service, as it awaits the verdict in its Suno copyright case. Canada's SOCON named Musical AI as its attribution partner. And Music Business Worldwide published a strong Key Principles for Ethical AI Use in Music Creation piece, essential reading given how fast this space is moving.
On the ticketing front, real regulatory motion. The Massachusetts Senate advanced ticketing reform after significant artist push. This is now clearly a state-level movement. And Governor Mara Healey has been publicly framing what she is calling the Great Divide Act. In D.C., ticketing reform with a price cap has already been approved. StubHub's CEO is now facing questions from House Democrats over his stake in a hedge fund reselling tickets on his own marketplace, an eyebrow-raising conflict of interest story that is not going away. Elon Musk's X and the music publishers formally ended their long-running legal war, filing joint stipulations of dismissal. And in a fascinating story from Sony's side, Music Business Worldwide detailed the first accounts of Rock Bidco, the London entity Sony used for its more than $1 billion Queen deal. To training, podcasts, and the community side. Rave TV episode 275 is out with a deep look at the booming digital signage market and LED innovation in sports and AV broadcast. Avixa has formally partnered with FutureSource Consulting to publish new studies on pro AV demand in education and corporate markets. IPMX training is now open. Bitfocus is pushing its buttons product as a control standard at IBC 2026. ProMedia Training became the first U.S. training partner to offer certified SSL training. Ames Alliance confirmed a second IPMX product certification event. The ATSC revised its audio loudness recommended practice, worth reading for anyone in broadcast or hybrid production, and ESTA documents are now available for public review, a substantive standards moment worth checking if you contribute to industry practices. On the podcast side, ProSound Web published a great in-conversation piece with playback engineer and show designer Laura Escude, one of the better long-form conversations of the summer. Signal to Noise episode 330 covered what's new in live audio technology. Above and Beyond talk mixing the Midnight on the Move over at Mix Online. And Marcel over at the Geezers of Gear podcast released a fascinating episode this week inside the 850,000 firework DC spectacle with Pyrotechnico. If you follow large-scale pyro production, it is well worth a listen. Before we close, a couple of quick threads to flag. Pangolin's merger with Artistry in Motion continues to be one of the more significant structural stories of the summer, opening what both companies are calling a new chapter for laser show technology. Bruce Rogers' production design for the Super Bowl LX halftime show got an excellent deep dive feature in Live Design. Oakview Group, Live Nation, and SURJ Sports Investment announced Radia, a joint venture that will develop sports and entertainment infrastructure in Saudi Arabia. Live Nation launched a Roblox game that lets players build their own festivals, with Cordis as the first featured artist. And Providence is set to fully acquire Casey Wasserman's team, valuing the agency at $3.4 billion, one of the largest agency-side transactions of the year.
A couple more items worth noting before we sign off. In Buffalo, the Bills' new stadium is drawing coverage for the $2.1 billion decision to say no to a roof.
Kansas City released new Chiefs Stadium renderings. St. Vitus, the beloved Brooklyn Metal Club, is set to reopen in Bushwick, a welcome comeback for the New York independent venue scene. Kramer publicly committed to price stability and product availability, calling out ongoing AV market uncertainty. Barco's revenue dipped in the last quarter, but control rooms were called out as a clear bright spot, an interesting signal for the AV market's segmentation story. And AV Interactive reports that memory shortages are stretching AV lead times to what one supplier called the worst year in history. That's a real supply chain story worth tracking. And on the international side, Sunny Hill Festival named Fever its official international ticketing partner for 2026. Warner Music Group struck a multi-year licensing deal with China's NetEase Cloud Music, a landmark agreement for the region. Sony Music Publishing acquired Monty Norman Limited, the catalog behind the iconic James Bond theme, one of the more distinctive deals of the year. Bose Professional partnered with Peet's to expand its Ireland distribution network. BVS was named Chauvet Professional's Argentinian distributor, and Innu confirmed the Project Audiovisual acquisition and outlined its path toward a £100 million business. And that brings us to the close. It was a big week. A landmark stadium moment at Yankee Stadium, a genuine wave of AI music litigation, real ticketing regulatory action from Massachusetts and Washington, D.C., and quiet but significant releases from Yamaha, Blackmagic, Sennheiser, and others. As always, EventWire's daily feed covers all of it, and we'll be back Monday morning with a fresh daily feed to keep you moving into the new week. This has been The Weekly Wire, a Geezer Media Group audio property. Have a great Sunday, and I'll talk to you next week.